presentation for Mary Searles, S-E-A-R-L-E-S, November 1984. Mrs. Searles, Mary, a 40-year-old lady, presently a resident, nursing home Mount Pleasant, has been on dialysis for about 4 or 5 years. Prior peritoneal dialysis, now hemodialysis, right-sided femoral catheter. Does not have an AV fistula, supposed to see vascular surgeon, Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O, in the future. Recently was at University of Michigan for a 3-vessel bypass surgery. Apparently was there for about a month for complications of bleeding ovarian cyst requiring blood transfusion. No surgery for that purpose has been done, to be followed as outpatient. She says that her appetite is poor, only eats when she is hungry, sometimes 1 or 2 days in between, although drinking liquids. Presently no dysphagia, nausea, vomiting, denies blood melena, still making urine. Prior amputation right below the knee and transmetatarsal on the left foot without active bleeding. Prior procedures lower extremities, minimal edema, present in no chest pain palpitation. She's being a smoker, but no oxygen inhaler, CPAP machine, denies spirulina material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past medical history for coronary artery disease, recent 3-vessel bypass. However, prior procedures, probably 2-3 stents in the past. Does have ischemic cardiomyopathy with prior low ejection fraction at 45% and dilated left ventricle. There has been atrial fibrillation, has been anticoagulated. She also complains of event thrombosis right upper extremity after a cardiac cath, question pulmonary emboli, denies active gastrointestinal bleeding, denies liver disease, no TAAs, stroke, or seizures, no recent pneumonia or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, surgeries included a number of incisions and drainage on the neck area, prior upper dialysis catheters removed, 2 femoral catheters, recent admission, prior peritoneal dialysis catheter, prior coronary artery stents and bypass as indicated above. There is a bilateral aortoiliac bypass, right side below the knee amputation, transmetatarsal left foot amputation. Also history of anxiety, depression. Gallbladder surgery. Prior tracheostomy, not clear to me the events, but it was in 2023. Next paragraph, already discontinued smoking, prior alcohol abuse, prior use of marijuana. Next paragraph, I review medications, please refer to the chart. Next paragraph, there is a long list of allergies, codeine, fish oil, mushroom, penicillin, shellfish, moxifloxacin, influenza vaccine, tramadol, Tigacil. Next paragraph on physical exam. Looks in non-respiratory distress, alert to person, place, situation, given history, blind from the right eye, decreased eyesight on the left, which is the best. No respiratory distress, no gross palpable thyroid, minor JBD, distant breath sounds, but no oral wheezes, no pericardial rap, mid-sternal bypass surgery without drainage, obesity of the abdomen, minimal tender in the lower abdomen bilateral, the prior amputation as indicated above, poor pulses, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistry is available. She dialyzes for 3 hours. Blood flow around 400. There has been weight loss from around 104 post-bypass surgery down to 99.5. Blood pressure runs high before dialysis, 190s, 200s. During dialysis, 110s, 140s. Post-dialysis, 130s, 160s. Clearance is poor at 1.09. We discussed about increasing time she declines. Previously on a high dialysis flow, 700, 800. Blood flow rate has been around 400. There is anemia 8.5, a normal white blood cell, high ferritin, normal iron saturation. There has been a recent increase of EPO, potassium at 5, albumin at 3.7, bicarbonate at 21, last A1C October 6.6, she's off diabetes medications. There is high phosphorus, 7.1, normal calcium, last PTH 400. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stents and recent three-vessel bypass, prior documented low ejection fraction at 45%. Follow with cardiology. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. Next number, anemia, recent increase of EPO MIRCERA, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. Next number, poor clearance, declines increase of treatment time. Next number, diabetes off treatment. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on vitamin D-125. Next number, blood pressure acceptable, including diuretics, losartan, metoprolol. Next number, anxiety, depression on Seroquel, Zoloft. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, prior aorto-iliac surgery, as well as procedures and amputation. Next number, monitor all chemistries and adjust medications, diet as tolerated before myself. She was following with nephrology from Saginaw. When she goes back to Almaty, she's planning to follow with them. End of dictation.